Matthew 16. And some very familiar and sweet portion of Scripture. Our precious Lord, how gracious, and just the Lord in His Word, and how divine that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It just cuts right down beyond all the things we want to be about. And here it is. In the 24th verse of chapter 16, it says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." And I love that. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. I'm beginning to understand, and I'm thankful to God. Maybe it's about time. But I'm really beginning to understand, it does not matter, whatever it takes, no matter what is going on in my life, no matter what's not going on in my life, no matter how things seem, maybe no matter how things may not seem, and I'm talking to others, or maybe even how things seem to me, as long as I'm growing in the grace and the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's well. It's well. And I mean that very sincerely. Maybe even more specifically, I don't care how much I disappoint me. I don't care how much I may be disappointed with some of the things of me. By the grace of God, as long as the word of His grace is growing in my life, that truly my life becomes more and more about the one thing, the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, it is well. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to be a prisoner of my old nature. I don't want to be a prisoner of this flesh and its desires, its flattery, the things that it thinks it's talented with, the things that think it needs to be admonished. By the grace of God, I want to be about the things of the new man that lives in me. Amen. Losing my life, not trying to save me. And I believe we can all testify this. I've never been so grounded, confident, joyous, and strong in the life of Christ in me, the hope of glory, in my entire life. Amen. And I thank the Lord. You talk about whom He has made free is free indeed. The liberty that's in that life, the liberty that is in the life that lives in us. I think sometimes we get so confined in visions that we think we need to be. I think we get so entangled with, somewhat as of last Sunday morning, the pleasantries of life or how things need to be in life. And I've seen God so faithfully, as I was visiting with a brother after church, how God so faithfully has allowed those events in life where I've so utterly failed, that is where I've met and increased in the grace of God more than at any moment in my entire life. And I rejoice in that. And I think we always have to be reminded in those things, because I think our nature is we try to get right back on track to make it right my way. And we find that we fight the good fight of faith, but that's what faith is the faith is the word of God. Faith is not my sight. Faith is not, well, I see everything that I believe God for is going right. Faith continues to believe God even when things aren't going right. Amen. Faith continues to believe God when I have been believing God for something and it still seems to be spinning a different way, but I'm still believing God. Now, and what the Lord laid on my heart, I don't want to confuse anyone. I don't want to be a reproach to the gospel of Christ. I don't want, by the grace of God, a testimony of the Lord and the word of the Lord to ever be a stumbling to anyone. I do not want to detract from Christ in me is the hope of glory. And I thank God for that. And I want to be a testimony of that light. But in my mistakes, which I have made and I will make, and I'm not trying to prepare you for anything. I hope you're not worried. But I'm just telling you as it is. For your life and for mine. I do not want to succumb to my mistakes that they would be the greatest defeats where I would just withdraw and quit. But rather that I would take the grace of God in such abundance of that time. Because I'm telling you, when you're in those mighty trials of your life, when you apprehend that grace in an immensity that you've never apprehended it really truly in any time of your life, that is the greatest growth you'll ever have. That's the greatest, when you talk about a step forward in the things of God, it's a mighty thing. And it would encourage myself and the Lord and you as well too, that even when God brings successes in our life in things of God, if that would be one of the quickest times, too, that we would hit our knees and say, all glory be to God. Because we can get puffed up so quickly. And I was thinking, as I mentioned before I started, about a meeting that I was mentioning. I thought to the verse, oh, ye had run well. Who hath bewitched you? Pride comes on real quick. Advances in truth somehow, the enemy will always be allowed to be there. Oh, look what you did. Look what great success you brought to somebody's life. By the grace of God, you gave the word, but it's the Lord that always gives the increase. So we thank the Lord for these things. I think this encouragement to my heart came so sovereignly to me, thinking of those disciples there in John 21. In that picture and story of the Lord after his crucifixion, you find there that the disciples, even though they had seen the Lord and he had appeared to them, he went away again. And not having his presence, I'm sure they were murmuring once again very quickly, just like we do. In that portion of scripture, I've heard it many times, people get critical that the disciples were back to their fishing, that they were back to their old ways, that, it really didn't mean that much to you. Yes, I understand that the Lord told them long time back, you leave those nets and you go preach the word of God. But let's not forget, if they wouldn't have been out on that sea at that moment and that glorious morning, they would have missed a meeting that the Lord had with them. Yes, amen. How many times has he done that with you? You know, they call that backsliding, don't you? I call that Jesse. Yeah. It's called a time of unbelief, isn't it? How many times has God met you in unbelief? Every single time. Every single time. Because he abides faithful. And I just got to rejoicing and thinking, you know, not that, Lord, I don't, it's, Lord, help my unbelief. Like we rejoiced on Friday night, you know, that sweet brother said, oh, Lord, I believe and help my unbelief. Didn't want to go there again to that time of unbelieving. But I thank the Lord in his faithfulness. He's always shown me that he foresaw that time. He saw an appointment in ages past that he was going to witness something to my life through my unbelief that he meant for my good that I wouldn't have received at any other time. Seems like some of you have been there before, huh? But that's our God, isn't it? Wonderful. But see, you think if they wouldn't have been returning to their old ways, they would have missed that glorious morning with Jesus on the shore calling to them, his ministering, his appearing. And then especially as the story goes, what about Peter? That might have been the most meaningful moment of his life when later on in that same scene, the Lord asked Peter, do you love me? Think about how that came about. As critical as most Christians would be, oh, he just returning to his old ways. It reminded me one time, and it's happened more than once, but this was specific. The Lord had encouraged my heart to go out and see a brother at the prison. And I was getting passed through the security. And this guard came out. And he said, oh, well, you're a chaplain or something like that. And I said, well, I'm a minister, and I have a brother here that I'd like to see. And here was my card that I showed him to walk back there. And he looked at me and says, oh, yeah, they always find God when they're in prison. And I thought, yeah, you meant that for evil, but God's met this appointment for good. And I thought, you know, Lord, you've encouraged me so many times that if this is the way and the place where someone receives the Lord and to go on further to be encouraged by the Lord, I want to say praise God. I want to say thank you, Jesus. I want that heart to be in tune. And it was interesting tonight as I was coming to bring forth what the Lord had put on my heart. I got a call from a man that was out in Utah visiting a brother that he actually found on the street full of meth. And it was just horrible. And he said, well, unfortunately, he had to go to jail today. And I said, praise God. And there was a big silence on the phone. And he said, you know what? You're right. Praise God. I said, you know, brother, I found that sometimes the only place that some people will get still is behind bars to get free. And then the Lord brought that encouragement to my heart. You know, it didn't have to be that way, but it had to be. Yeah? You ever hear of a guy named Jonah? It didn't have to be. But there was a sermon that he was going to receive in the belly of a fish that wasn't going to be received anywhere else. Amen. Yeah. I think that was an appointment that if you asked Jonah later on in his life, he said, oh, I'd have never missed it. Now, God saw that appointment in ages past. God saw that appointment with those disciples in ages past. And it's the same way for each and every one of us. However we receive the Lord and we receive more truth, sometimes in events and situations that were our greatest failures, our blunders, but God saw that it would be that time that we would receive grace to grow in faith beyond any point in our life. It's almost like a sticking point. You know, you've gone so far and then God's going to bring you further. And I'll tell you what, I know that's going on in so many lives, but there's a precious brother that I love so, so, so much. And he is in a time right now. And he's in this time. The time where all of those grand laid plans now are gone. And now it's time to launch out. It didn't have to be, but it had to be. And it's going to even be more glorious by the grace of God this way than any other way. Amen. And I thank God for it. And I pray we enter into these things with the precious body. I remember as I walked out of that jail too, I thought, you know, my brother might be behind bars as that guard was taking me out. But I thought, you're the one that I believe is imprisoned in sin and death. Because whom he has made free is free indeed. Well then, as the Lord always does, he just has you meditate on so many sweet things when he brings you to a verse. I mentioned to you I was a little disappointed. About a month or so ago, first time I ever went to Wyoming, and I didn't catch a fish. I didn't even get one fish. I didn't even get a bite on my line. Made it worse, I had a couple brothers that got a couple fish. But I actually thanked the Lord, was happy for them. I knew there were fish in there. But God had something that he wanted for me that I wouldn't receive any other way. Even as something as small as that. And so I was out there and I was fishing. And you can ask Dwayne. He probably never saw me fish so hard to try to catch a fish. I mean, I was out there. I threw everything out there. I was about ready to throw my pole and my reel out there. And I didn't know what was going to happen. But I fished hard. They wanted to go eat. No, not going to eat. That fish might bite during lunchtime. And if you've ever fished with me, there isn't any breaking. You just go fish and you fish till you drop. But as I was fishing there with Dwayne, and it was late that day, these two fellas come up behind us walking on the highway and where the river kind of gets close to the highway. They walked up there and they were looking to see what was going on. He said, and the guy hollered at me. He said, "You catch any fish today?" And I said, "No." I said, "It's awful slow." And that young man that was with him said, "Oh yeah, we quit a long time ago." Boy, that just quickened my heart to think, oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord was ministering to my heart. Son, never quit. Never quit in how it looks. Never quit with, you know, the intent was truly to go catch fish, wasn't it? The intent was, you know, I've heard people say, oh yeah, I just like to get away and like to get on. Let me tell you something. I'm out there to catch fish. And I want to catch them fish. But the Lord was showing me something. You know, sometimes my plans don't work out. There's things that in my life that have broken my heart so bad. Whether it's been my family, whether it's been my kids, and whether it's been the biggest one, this guy. And yet somehow, here I am tonight. And I'm still on fire for him. And I believe him more than I've ever believed him. Because he cares. And he cares for me. And he ministers to me. Just like he ministers to you. As I was telling my sweet sister-in-law as she was going out the door, I said, "I know you're from a cattle family, Carol, but you're no cow. Cows go with the herd. Sheep go with the shepherd." And that's truth. They will. Those cows will follow a herd. Now, a sheep will go off on its own and has to have a leg broken every once in a while. But sheep have a shepherd. And I was so thankful. So thankful that the Lord reminded me that when I was fishing there. And I was thankful that I was still fishing. I was thankful that, you know what, Lord, we don't need to see physical results. Even when things don't turn out the way that I hoped, by the grace of God, you give me a vision to go by faith and continue on. When we see such devastation and sadness in our own choices, and even sometimes in the brethren's choices, may we always be ones to encourage ourselves in the Lord and encourage somebody else. As the Lord told me, get that line in the water. Get that line in the water. Just like he was telling those disciples, cast out your net. Amen. Amen. There's fish out there. And I always love how when we fish, you know, even when you're not catching them, oh, there's fish out there. And we always tell each other, there's big fish out there. I'm sure there is. But now we're talking about God's bounty, huh? Let me tell you something. There is a haul out there that'll burst your net. But it's not going to be received unless by faith you cast out that net. Because if you quit, where are we going to be? Amen? And see, this is tonight. Here we are in that boat, and we're casting out the net. And I'll tell you what, we've hauled in a plenty, haven't we, that the Lord's allowed us over the years. But there's also many things in our lives, very personal things, the most intimate things. Keep casting out the net. Keep casting out that net, honey. Oh, the abundance is coming. You keep on believing. You keep on trusting. You keep on hearing. You keep on studying. You keep on praying. You keep on gathering together. And there will be an abundance that will burst the net. He that has promised is faithful and true. People would say, and people will say, that you're wasting your time. And they will. And remember, the Lord appoints those chirpers too. That it's not going to happen. But keep hearing the wooing of your love that tells you to press on. That keeps telling you that I'll bring it to pass. That he is encouraged through the word of God, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Oh, and I rejoice this morning. I'm so thankful I believe the whole counsel of God for my life. Oh, I can't even express how thankful I am. Do you know what you're going to see when you get to heaven? Oh, he's given me a vision. Oh, yay, those deep things. At any moment, he's going to reveal it. And that's for everything, even in my life. I see it by faith. I call those things which be not as though they were. Oh, yeah. But at any moment, he may even reveal himself face to face. And that's what I pray is, Lord, let that always be the expectation of my heart. I thank God that I've been in that company all my life. She's not here, so I can visit about her, my mom. That's that, son. I'm telling you, I saw things come to our home. And I'm talking about things that were strange. Things that you'd say, oh, Mom, you stood in this house. And let me tell you something. I was raised in that house. And by the grace of God, if there was ever a godly house and a loving house, that was it. And all because of the grace of God. But everything was Jesus. Everything was the expectation of the favor of the grace of God. Everything was about the truth. Even my dad, boy, as ornery as he could want to be, I'll tell you what, that stand by my mom, my dad surrendered to the Lord. And he did. There wasn't anything on his heart when a service would come. You go with your mom to church. Because sometimes he'd lay on the floor. And I'd say, well, Dad, don't let your mother be alone. But everything was about the Lord. I saw those things come. And I saw things stay for years. I can tell you, my sister Nancy, whom I'm so thankful, I believe is beginning to take great strides for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But when she was about 17, 18, she just left. And left in a very sad way. I saw my parents age overnight. But I never saw my mom discouraged in the Lord. I saw her believing the Lord, counting him faithful. And I saw the mighty hand of God just keep our home. And truly bring about my sister in the Lord. Yes, my natural sister, but my sister in the Lord to a place with the Lord that would have never been if it hadn't have been for that trial. So where's your expectation, huh? Well, I'll tell you where mine is. By the grace of God, Lord, let me lose my life and live. I got to take my natural expectations and put them in the round file, as it says. A fool for Christ's sake. Lord took me through something this past year that was very sweet to my heart. He's graced my life. For a moment there was somewhat of a battle. Nobody respects me anymore, Lord. You know, for many years I was very respected. People paid for my time. They wanted to hear what I thought. I'm rich. And I never would have been as rich. So pray for me as I pray for you. Because this thing, it's unruly. But God. And but God's love. It can have its surrender. And it can be a camel that can ride me right into the arms of my beloved bridegroom. Praise God. Let's stand and be dismissed.